Hi, Gabe. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming on and speaking with us. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got to where you are with Red Hot Mindset?
Sure. Thanks for having me, Kimberly. I'm really excited to be here. So again, my name is Gabe Cox. I have been married for 15 years, have three kids, three boys, ages 13, 11, and 6, and we homeschool and we have a lot of fun, but my house is loud and crazy. So it's fun. My journey to get to Red Hot Mindset and to build this brand that I've built actually starts a long time ago. I've always been really interested in writing and speaking and different things. I was a broadcast journalism major and just trying to figure out my way and navigate my way through life. But in college, I actually experienced a really deep depression and anxiety, and I had to learn how to overcome these mental barriers, how to overcome the negative when it came. And I, through a series of medication and going on a personal development journey, I started learning the keys and ways that I can do that and combat the negative and combat the trials as they come. And so through that, I actually really got excited about goal setting because it was fun to take what I had learned there and to use it to actually go after different goals I had. And I'm an enthusiastic runner and a run coach. And so actually I started using my goals in racing and actually ended up qualifying for the Boston Marathon, which is a very historic marathon. All runners want to run it at some point in their life, probably, or have some aspiration to it. And it's because of the goal setting that I had learned. And that's how Red Hot Mindset was born, because I really wanted to have an impact to help others be able to take their big dreams and actually create a plan so that they can go after it and not just have it as a dream.
That's awesome. I appreciate that, kind of personal experience and weaving that into, your journey as well. So you've almost like you've done it and now you're able to kind of teach that and how you've been able to kind of carry on your journey. So why Red Hot Mindset? What's Red Hot Mindset all about?
Well, Red Hot Mindset kind of came from the fact that I have red hair. So that would be the first thing. But then Red Hot Mindset is really about stepping into the fire. So it's not about trying to veer away from trials or struggles when they come. It's actually about facing them head on and being willing to step in there and get dirty and grow and change and really mold into the person who can come out stronger to crush your goals. And that's really the idea behind it. It's really about let's take where we are, let's take the season we're in, let's take the struggle we're in, and let's fight through it and get to the other side.
That's cool. I think we need to go back and go over some of the key principles then of Red Hot Mindset and what that really entails.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Red Hot Mindset, I have kind of come up with a formula. It's called the Red Hot Formula for setting and crushing goals. And really, it just is a three pillar idea of how to find a goal and how to take that goal from start to finish. And the first pillar is to see it. The second is to plan it, and the third is to do it. And so it kind of seems like a really easy thing because it is. It's supposed to be simple. It's easy to say, but it's sometimes hard to implement because we get in our own way. And if we want to talk a little bit, we could talk about the first principle. It's one of the key ones. And I know that those listening are most likely artists or aspiring artists and musicians. And I will have to be honest with you, I can't carry a tune, but I love music. I love music. And this works for really any industry. And the most important thing is to really see it. You really need to create that vision surrounding what you do. And when it comes to being a musician, finding out what that purpose or your why behind what you're doing is really going to keep you going, because I know that it's not an easy career. It's not an easy thing. A lot of things don't come easy. But when the trials come, when the giants come and the walls come, if you don't have that really deep why or that really deep purpose, it's going to be easier for you to quit on yourself. And we don't want to do that. Our goal is to fight through and to get to the other side, to get to that goal, create that new song, create that album, get on the charts, whatever it is that your goal is. So you kind of have to come up with that goal, that big overlying goal, and then we break it up a little bit smaller into more doable steps. But that first part, that why, is super important. When I coach others, I coach them that their why is probably not the first thing they think of. You really got to dive a little bit deeper and get to the root. It needs to be something that you go to bed thinking about at night, or that you wake up really excited to get after, because there's meaning behind it. There's a reason that this why has developed. What is it that what you're doing is going to accomplish in your life? What is the reason? What is it? What matters? If you hit this goal, if you hit what you're, that vision, what is it going to do? And also, if you don't hit that vision, what will happen? What will that do in your life or for your family or for others? And finding that deep meaning.
I mean, I learn from examples a lot. So what's a good example of that? Why?
Sure. So I love running. I'm a running enthusiast. So we'll go with that. And maybe your aspiration is to run a marathon and you've never run before. And so you're like, so somebody would say, okay, well, why do you want to run the marathon? And you'd say, well, it's been on my bucket list forever. Okay, well, that's not going to get you out the door. So why is it on your bucket list? Why does that matter? And you might say, well, I think it just sounds like something hard or fun to do. Like, not a lot of people do it, so it'd be kind of cool. Okay, well, that's still not going to get you out the door. So why does that matter? And maybe then you're kind of thinking, well, it would actually help improve my health because I'd be training and it would help me become disciplined in that area, maybe in other areas of my life. Okay, you're getting closer, but why does that matter? Okay, well, if I were to do that, I would learn how to do, because this seems really kind of out there and impossible. So if I hit that goal of running a marathon, I can actually help show my kids that I can be an example for them, and I can help show them that I can do hard things, and just if I can do hard things, you can do hard things, and I can help them see how to take a goal from start to finish. And I would say that would be a really deep meaning why, because being an example for somebody is really meaningful, because now you've hit something that if you did end up quitting on yourself, now what does that mean? If I'm supposed to be the example for my kids and I quit on myself, now I'm showing them how to quit. And I'm no longer being the right example and pushing through when it gets hard and showing them how to do that. And so that why really will drive me more than just saying it was on my bucket list.
Got it. Okay. That's cool. I like that. And let's say someone has their why, but then they have those days that we all have that you're suddenly like, oh, I just don't think I can do this anymore. You know, what changes your mindset? What's that kind of rut, I guess, that you've got to get over? What can help in those positions?
It does almost daily. I think we have those thoughts.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but I do.
Always. And so it's really, okay, what do I do when those thoughts come? And it's really about essentially having a bouncer at your mind. It's about being intentional with when that comes, what do I do with it? Because all those negative, all that's going to come. It's going to be there. And it's how we react to it or how we respond that makes the difference. And so I like to help others get some tools in their tool belt. And one of them is to actually take some time, be intentional, and write down any of those lies that come. And so maybe the lie is, I'm just not cut out for this. I'm not as good as this other person. Now, comparison, we could talk about that too, because that's another killer of your dream. But just writing out these things that are coming into your mind. And then next to it, once you have that list, maybe even doing it for a week and seeing what's coming, what are those barriers that you're seeing, those mental barriers. And then next to that, writing down a truth, because that lie that you have that says you're not good enough, that's a lie. So how do we change that to the truth? Because if you are really feeling a calling or a passion to do music, then there's a reason for it. And so you need to keep pursuing it as long as you have that passion. So breaking that down, saying maybe I don't have the expertise that these other people have. Okay, well, what's the truth? Well, they started right where I was, and I can continue to learn and grow and become the person I need to be. So that's a truth. So you just kind of do that. And then you can keep that with you, because anytime those lies come, when you start feeling defeated or like you want to quit, you can pull that out and say, nope, that's a lie. Here's the truth. And sometimes even bringing somebody else into it to say, what do you see in me? What are some good qualities you see in me or things that you admire about me? Now, this isn't just to puff ourselves up, but it's to be able to have that for the bouncer that's there in your mind so that when that stuff comes, you can say, nope, that's not true. This is what they say about you. And this is why you're doing what you're doing. And it's important.
Yeah, that's good advice. I think everybody does have those days. So it's really important to have that, like you said, toolkit, right? Mm-hmm. Is there any other insights in terms of toolkits to keep ourselves motivated, especially when I think a lot of musicians, they find writer's block can be a bit of a challenge. Mm. But, you know, I know people that have put really good singles out and then they've done really well and then they feel the pressure on the next one. So is there anything else that you can kind of shed in terms of insights?
Absolutely. So I'm not a musician by music, but I am an artist by writing. So I understand writer's block a lot. Mm-hmm. And I actually dabbled in writing music. I just didn't have anybody to do the music part. I like the word part and just how it makes you feel. And I'm inspired by it. So sometimes even when I have a bad day, I throw on happy music really loud and give myself a dance party or something like that. But I think one of the keys is actually comes in pillar two of the Red Hot formula is the planning it part, because we can have these big ideas, we can have these big dreams, but if we don't have something to back it up, if we don't have a clear vision when it comes to planning it, then when those hard days come, we don't know how to counteract it. And so one of the things I like to help people do is to create my five things is what I call it, but it's essentially daily habits to work yourself toward those goals. And one of those habits is a personal growth. So always be in a personal growth mode, whatever that means for you. Sometimes it means making sure you get enough adequate sleep so that you can function the next day. Because I think as a writer, we do kind of need that energy. We need that gumption and that drive to be able to actually do what we want to do. And another one is continued education. So what is it that you need to learn in order to get to where you're going? Because I think we forget that learning doesn't end after college or high school. We forget that life is learning and learning is life, and we're learning all the time. And so having those two things to help kind of grow you, and then also having three small action steps. Because I like to say, I mean, how do you eat an elephant? It's one bite at a time. And I think that's the same with our goals. You do it one step at a time. So you have this really big goal, but then you need to break it down into smaller, doable, realistic chunks, because then you can actually see results and you can see these wins along the way. And when you see that, you're a lot less frustrated. Or when you have your bad days, you can go back and say, no, I won this part. I'm just moving to the next step. And so that's where that planning is crucial. And those small action steps, they're not like this huge monumental thing, because one of my favorite quotes is by one of my favorite leadership coaches, John Maxwell, and he says something along the terms of small incremental steps or small incremental habits done over time with consistency is what leads to success. So really, when we see people who have succeeded, we think sometimes we see it as an overnight process, but it's not. It was years and years of doing these small, consistent habits and just continuing, even when our feelings dictate something different, because our feelings sway all the time. Our feelings are somewhat schizophrenic. So we really can't trust our feelings. We need to trust the plan that we've created. And there needs to be flexibility. You need to be able to adjust and shift, because your plan A is probably not how you're going to get there. It's probably going to be plan C, D, E, X, Y, Z, right? So you're always changing it. But if you don't have somewhere to look, that's where we can stumble and kind of say, maybe it's not worth it.
Yeah. And that leads me into my question about accountability then. Mm. How do you keep yourself accountable when you're on your own?
That is an awesome question, because when it comes to actually doing the work, one of the big things is to find the accountability. And so keeping myself accountable, you can keep yourself accountable on your own by essentially not having a checklist, but going, okay, did I get all my things done I needed to do that day or that week? Okay, I'm on track. Awesome. But it really shouldn't be a checklist mentality. It should be a growth mentality. Was I intentional with what I did today? Did I do something to help push me forward? Because again, it's not these big things, but did I do one thing today that would help me get where I want to go? Did I do one thing today to help me write my next song or my next album? And that's huge. But then I think a bigger piece is actually finding accountability outside of ourselves. Having an accountability partner or a community or something that has got the support and encouragement that you need, somewhere that you can ask questions or somewhere that someone will like kind of give you a kick in the pants if you're not on track or if you just need it, you know, because when we get down on ourselves, sometimes it's good to have somebody just kind of step in and push us a little bit and say, nope, you keep going. I don't care if it's hard, you keep going because it's worth it on that other side. Just get there. And so finding accountability, you could find another artist, you could have a friend be an accountability partner, maybe somebody else who's going after a goal, whether it's a similar goal or not, it's the same process. So you can kind of talk, you know, even email or text or on a call once a week and just say, hey, what'd you get done this week? Hey, did you have any issues? Did you have any frustrations? So you can just kind of weave that into a conversation and feel like you're doing it with somebody. Because that's one thing about accountability. If you have someone else that you are talking to that is kind of helping you hold you accountable to what you say you're going to do, it's also like you're working for someone else instead of just for yourself. Because I feel like it's a lot easier for us to quit on ourselves than it is for us to quit on someone else. And yes, the other person, if you don't hit your goal, it probably is not going to matter in the grand scheme of things to them. But at the same time, once you have that relationship, it does matter. And it does feel like you're doing it for someone else too.
That's awesome. I think that is a great place for us to start wrapping up anyway. So last thing is, where can everybody find you, Gabe?
The easiest way to find me is to head to my website, www.redhotmindset.com, or you can connect with me on Instagram or Facebook under Red Hot Mindset.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. This was great. Thanks for having me.